Sports Bar and Grill gift card. Winner announced tomorrow morning. Bruff's now open 11 until 2 Sundays, closed on Mondays. All right, so text Bruff's to 620-342-5863. A $25 Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill gift card could be yours. It is 8:41. We're very pleased to be joined on this Wednesday morning by Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Mr. Jordan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good today. Doing good. Well, a little chillier than yesterday, but, you know, the elastic thermometer continues to bounce around here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's such an unusual experience to be 80 one day and 30 the next and on and on and on. Eventually we'll get used to it. I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to have to, because this has been going on, I think, since the fall, it seems like. So.
Yes.
But we did have a little taste of Kansas spring with really warm temperatures and a howling south wind. That's Kansas right there. And now it's a howling north wind and cooler temperatures today. Well, Greg, we got a lot to get to here this morning. Let's talk about Santa Fe Trail here first.
So last year was the official anniversary of the Santa Fe Trail, but because of COVID, we had a bunch of activities scheduled, but we put those off till this year. And so this is Santa Fe Trail Take 2. And so we are going to have an event on April 26th here at the Lyon County History Center to talk about the Santa Fe Trail, which actually went through North Lyon County. And speaking of North Lyon County, in conjunction with the North Lyon County Museum and Sharon Spade, they will be joining us to talk about this. There's going to be an event here on the 26th, an event there at the North Lyon County Museum in Admar on the 28th. So there are more details to be worked out, so stay tuned here for details. But there is a bus tour that is part of this that is scheduled for Saturday, April 30th. So the tickets go on sale next week, hopefully next week. And then as the details become available to us, we'll share that about the bus tour. So it's an exciting thing. The Santa Fe Trail was obviously a major part of westward expansion, and again, went right through Lyon County here. So it should be a very interesting and informative talk about the Santa Fe Trail.
Yeah, and there are still tracks out there, Greg.
There are still tracks out there.
Pretty amazing.
You can still see the wagon ruts here almost 200 years later. And it's pretty impressive. And if you ever get a chance, you should check that out.
Now, you mentioned, what does the bus tour entail, Greg?
The bus tour will be going along it's Highway 56, excuse me, in North Lyon County, following what would have been the trail. And then there's going to be some stops where you can actually see the ruts. So that's all part of the bus tour. And there'll be step-on guides. Talking about what they're seeing, how the Santa Fe Trail was significant to not only to this area but to the westward expansion, like I said.
Yeah.
But you'll actually get off the highway and follow some of the tracks.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff, really it is. So that is coming up in late April, and I know you probably have more information on your website, or they can call the History Center for details, Greg?
Exactly right. So we will try to keep the public informed as the developments as we get them.
Can't wait for that. Also in April, tell us about genealogy, Greg.
So genealogy is one of the largest hobbies in the United States, discovering your roots, your family history. So along those ends, on Saturday, April 23rd, at 2 o'clock here at the Lyon County History Center, we'll be doing a beginner genealogy workshop. Us and in cooperation with the Emporia Public Library, we will be giving a workshop on how to explore the basics of researching genealogy with local resources. And of course, both the library and us are a source for local resources. So, if you're interested in that, it should be a very informative afternoon here at the History Center to get you started on doing your family history.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, a lot of people are very involved with that. And once they get started, it's one of those things, Greg, that you really just can't stop once you dive into this, isn't it?
Oh, no, it just goes on and on and on. And it can be a lot of fun. It can be very enlightening, as it were. And so, it's very interesting. And again, hopefully this workshop will help people get started on the right foot.
All right, Saturday, April 23rd at 2 p.m., the Beginner Genealogy class in partnership with the Emporia Public Library. Speaking of partnerships, what do you have going on with Emporia State Choirs, Greg?
Well, we're going to have, in conjunction with the Emporia State University Choir, an evening of poetry. That will be on Saturday, April 30th, here at the History Center at 7:30. So we will be talking about presenting a lot of poetry, one of which some of it will be from Sarah Teasdale. Some of it will, the ESU Chamber Singers will be performing Michael Trotta's For a Breath of Ecstasy. And so it's, it should be a very entertaining evening, trying to bring some culture here to the History Center. And so between the ESU choirs and the poetry singers, and Lisa is gesticulating about also us. We'll be talking about local poetry. I couldn't figure out where she was going. We'll be talking about local poets, which we have plenty of, by the way. And so it should be a very interesting evening. There is limited seating. VIP tickets are $25, and general admission tickets are $12. And tickets include one drink and one dessert. So those tickets are available here at the History Center. And so if you're interested in that, please come by 7-Eleven Commercial, and we will make sure that you get to participate in that event.
Yeah, a lot of poets here, very talented individuals, and nothing like a little sprinkle of culture.
You know, a little sprinkle of culture to help us enjoy spring.
And Emporia State Choirs, under the direction of new choir director at Emporia State, Josh Donaldson, who started just last year. And just quickly, we'll give them a little plug. They have a fundraising glow hunt. It's an Easter egg hunt for adults coming up this Saturday night at Hammond Park. And check-ins at 7:30. The hunt begins at 8. They're raising money for a choir tour to Washington, D.C. But let's get back to what we're talking about here. Mr. Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center. Again, those tickets, VIP $25, GA tickets $12, and you can get yours at the Lyon County History Center. And I would be terribly remiss if we didn't talk membership drive, Greg, and being a member of the Lyon County History Center and how important that is.
Being a member to the Lyon County Historical Society helps both of us. It helps us in the sense that we generate some must-needed funds for a variety of projects, and it helps you, the individual, to help you preserve your local history. So it's win-win, and it's something that we promote year-round. So if you want more information about being a member to the Lyon County Historical Society, just give us a call at 340-6310, or come by 7-Eleven Commercial, or go to our website, ExploreLyonCounty.com or .org, or go to our Facebook page, which is Lyon County History Center. So all of those things will lead you in the right direction. A individual membership is $30, and a family membership is $50. So, again, it's a win-win, and so please consider us in your charitable contribution ways.
That is a wise investment and something you will certainly enjoy, Lyon County History Center. And what about, how are things at the Howe House, Greg?
Now that it's spring, it's a good time to go down to the Howe House at 315 East Logan Avenue and explore our walking trail, which goes from the back of the house, goes down towards the zoo to the south, and then comes back north, goes back to the house. So it's a half-mile trail. As we progress through the year, we're going to be adding signage which indicates the wildflowers and the native grass that you're seeing as you walk through there. There are 10 different types of native grass and about 14 different types of wildflowers, so the signage will be interesting and helpful and informative. And so as the year progresses, we'll be putting more and more signs out there. But it's an interesting little walking trail and enjoyable, and so there are two trees that are south of the house that the family lore is that the Ka tribe, the Kanza, would come there and spend time in the winter there. The Howes would provide them with some food and shelter, and the natives would do work around the property. So this is a part of the family lore of the house, and so you can go down and go right by those trees on the walking trail.
Thanks for sharing that piece of history with us here this morning, Greg.
Ron, that's what we do here. We are the history emporium.
You know, you finished with a historical flourish today. Man, we love that.
I like to be the history guy.
Well, and you certainly are. Always a pleasure, Greg.
Thank you, Ron. Have a good day.
All right, good to talk to you. Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center, Executive Director. Tell you what, they've got great programs there, and we have a wonderful History Center downtown Emporia on Commercial Street. Indeed, we do. 8:51, cloudy and 42 degrees. Good morning. Sports headlines with Greg Ray coming up.
Looking for a change? Simmons Pet Food has new job opportunities. For a limited time, they're offering a $2,000 hiring bonus with starting pay from